Yeah, I replied sheepishly. Do you really? He was glaring at me hard. I do. Seriously. I wiped my face, sniffled, then added desperately, but please don't tell my mom. Coach sighed. I won't. He paused, then followed with a threat. This time. Thank you, I murmured. So relieved, I thought I was going to pass out. But I still had another question burning inside. Well, do I still get to run? Coach glared even harder at me, and I was hoping that somewhere in my face he could see himself and give me another chance. I never wanted to be on no track team before I met him anyway. But now that I had been on one, even if it only been for a few weeks, I felt like I didn't want to do nothing else. He unclenched his jaw. Yeah, you can run. Then pointing down at my raggedy regular sneakers, he added, in those. But I can't, I started, but Coach cut me off. You want to run or not? Got it. And Friday, you're cleaning my cab, he commanded. Coach! The rest of the week was pretty much filled with me being on my best behavior at school. I was straight up acting like that annoying goody-good Maureen Thorne, then working extra hard at practice, which was much more difficult than usual because running in my regular raggedy sneakers made me feel like my feet had gained weight, like I had obese toes or something. It had been a while since I had practiced in my cutoff shoes, and I think the silver bullets had me spoiled. Not to mention, everybody wanted to know where the silver bullets were, and I kept making ridiculous excuses like letting them rest, and Coach worked us so hard at practice that I was scared I'd ruin them before the race. And then they would say something like, oh, so you are going to run, right? Or, word, so you getting your uniform, right? But they say it under their breath, and I would just shut all that down by saying, shh, it's not worth talking about it. Not worth you risking yours. I'm here, ain't I? Still on the team, right? That's all that matters.